Hi.
Hey, how you doing? So I've got everything kind of good to go now. Can you hear me better? Perfect. So they do a business verification where they just look at the address online and through some business credit history. There is another company that comes up under your address, and they just want to know who that is. It's called Rockers Dry Stonework Inc.
That's what it used to be.
Okay.
Five years ago, before I took it over.
And that was the old owner, correct?
Correct.
And did you buy the business from him or no? I just want to make sure I get
Yeah,
this.
he still owns the facility. I lease it.
Oh, okay. So you just rent the building and that business no longer operates.
He's operating in a different location.
Oh, okay. No worries. So I can explain that. No
Yep.
worries. Because it still shows up as the 465. That's why. Well, we got progress. Give me a second. This business hasn't been at this location. This business, Rockers, for almost. Right, give me a second. All right, so that's it. Then that business is no longer at that location. Okay, no big deal. Second question for you. So, will you have a chance to resend that paperwork today or no?
The paperwork on that, the only thing I could do is have her white out the areas that
I can't accept whiteout. If they see any whiteout, they'll flag it. How about this? Those documents, the cool things are, those are fax to fund documents. So, if you have a chance to go to a computer or something, let me know. You can always refax them to me. We don't require originals on those. I'm going to see if we can get the site inspection order now. I'm asking on the equipment if we can inspect it, even though it doesn't fire up because you're getting an air compressor, and it's not there right now. And
Right.
they all run off an air compressor, I assume, correct?
One runs off the generator and one runs off the air compressor.
Cool. Second question
Both of
for.
which the okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Say that again.
Nope, go ahead.
Okay, second question for you. The equipment that you're this you said you might be taking it to a quarry, correct?
Yes.
What day would you be taking it to a quarry?
Well, they're scheduled to move it today. I
Okay.
don't know if it's gone on a truck yet, and I can call and check.
Okay. And does that equipment basically go back and forth from the quarry to 465?
Correct.
Okay. The quarry you own, I assume, correct?
No, we lease it.
You lease it. Is that address next to 465 or is it way out in the middle of nowhere?
35 minutes away.
No worries. If it goes to the quarry, would it be operational there or no?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a compressor and generator at the quarry?
If I rented the compressor and
If
generator, yes.
you rented. Gotcha. Okay, I think I
Yes.
can explain all this, and I'm going to ask you not to send anything before I get some feedback to make it go as smooth as possible. Because I'm assuming the quarry is pretty hard to reach off-road, correct?
No, there's a good road to it.
Oh, cool. All right, perfect. Next question for you. I'm just hitting you with a lot. I'm sorry. I sent in everything for the compressor and generator. I'm trying to get that moving as smooth as possible. Just to confirm, there's two pieces, one generator, one compressor, correct?
Correct.
All right, here's the question that I don't know if you know the answer to, or I do. When I was looking at the pictures,
Yep.
when I was looking at the pictures, let's bring this up. Give me a second. And I was working with my credit officer on it. They had a quick question. Let's see. Okay. So just to make sure, we've got a, because this is one thing, we have two questions. I know we discussed maybe 50, but then I've got the two pieces for 33. Am I missing something?
No, I just, I said it would be up to 50. Just the air compressor alone is 45 new.
Okay.
So both of those are a steal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other question I have is this. This might not fall into an equipment category. It might fall into the titled vehicle category, which are two very different documents. Do you know if this... I'm seeing a license plate on one of these pieces of equipment. Do you know if this equipment is titled or not?
It's not titled, no.
Do you know why
one
there's
of
a... Go ahead.
It would be like considered a trailer.
Okay.
I think.
Are you buying that trailer?
One of them, the air compressor, is, yes, it's on wheels, so...
Okay. That's the green one, right? The Solaire?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then the generator is not?
No.
Okay.
No.
And does this is the generator running any other pieces or just these two pieces from China?
Just the one piece from China.
Okay. So here's what I think needs to be done. Titled vehicles are a different animal. You're in your state, it might not be titled. What I'm going to do is this. I'd ask you to do me a favor. Is that okay?
Yeah.
With titled vehicles, you have to notary of them, obviously, because we have DMVs, but we can still work off fax copies. With equipment, it's not just faxes typically. So here's what I'd like to do. Your state might have different guidelines. I'd like Chandra, I just called the office, but she was busy. I'd like her to call the main DMV and ask them on this equipment if it requires plates in the state of Maine, so I can finally answer that question for my credit guy. Because he's like, is this titled or non-titled? And in different states, it can be very wishy-washy. The last thing I want to do is get you approved for a program which is non-titled equipment, and then come back to you and say, all right, we've got to switch gears here.
Okay. So, I mean, I can answer the question. It's definitely not titled, but I'll call and ask. So, it's just like if I bought a trailer or something
mm-hmm.
and put a plate on it.
Okay.
So let me. So you want to know if it needs a title in our state?
Well, basically, the vendor who's selling it to you. So here's the best thing to do: the vendor who's selling it to you. There's a
yep.
definite plate on that. So if you have an inspector come out and they say, "Hold on, this is plates," things can go sideways, and I don't want to. You
okay.
know, I want to
yep.
make sure everything is right by you. So you need to ask them, and with this equipment, sometimes it's a fine line. I've done some of these deals in Colorado, and it's a very fine line. They might be selling the compressor and then putting it on a $1,000 trailer, and that $1,000 trailer might be a separate item. So what I'd like you to do is reach out to them and say, hey, look, the equipment I'm buying, does it, and you can ask her, call the DMV, but I would actually ask the seller. Is the hello? Josh? Hello. Hello. Josh, can you hear me? Oh, no. No phone problems. Hello. Josh, if you can hear me, I'm